to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Back over here. I was over there, now I'm over here. Hey, I'm back. Sorry guys, I have been so damn busy that it's been hard to do the show weekly, so I'm doing it about every couple weeks now, but I'm gonna try to get back on that saddle and get this out to you weekly. What you're just listening to is a band called Shores of Null. And by that name, you would probably say, ah, God, they gotta be from like Norway or Switzerland, Finland, something like that. No, they're from Italy, believe it or not. And that song's called Bleed to Life. So I just discovered this band. Again, it's one of those YouTube guys that I check out. I'm like, hey, I like this. Kind of reminds me of Swallow the Sun. Big fan of those guys. And they kind of fall in that kind of doomy, melodic, melancholy type music with some growls and the melodic vocals. They're a very cool band. I definitely want to check more of their stuff out. I was actually really surprised when I found out they were from Italy. You don't hear of a lot of, like, I guess, doom bands coming out of Italy, but here you go. I guess they're called Gothic Doom. What do you think about that? In that genre, one of my favorite bands, I mean, Opeth is in there as well, but really dig me some Swallow the Sun. So I thought, why don't we start the show out a little depressing tonight? Because a lot of shit's been going on. So I got to get a little more personal tonight on a few notes. But also we're going to stay with a lot of music. Because there's so much going on in the metal world right now. It's crazy. But it's crazy good. How about some Swallow the Sun? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, that was Innocence Was Long Forgotten by Swallow the Sun. Man, I remember talking to him on that record. What a great band. I was so bummed out when they came on that tour. I've seen them before, met them before, but man, they just put on a great show. So I'm hoping maybe they're back in the recording studio, or if they come back for maybe another round of touring for this record. It's only a year or two old. So if any of you guys got to go see that tour, let me know what you thought. I'm sure it was badass, because they really kill live. They really do, man. Speaking of live shows, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Rush show. And yeah, a lot's been going on, man. So that's why the show hasn't been on as regular as usual. But I'm trying to get back on schedule. But Rush, holy shit, man. Worth the drive to Dallas. Got to see my buddy Lee, hang out, have a little dinner. And just saw an amazing show by Rush. They opened the show with Xanadu, one of my favorite Rush songs of all time. And it just, oh man, the hairs on my arms just like stood up. Fuck, dude. This is fucking awesome. I'm loving it. And then they played most of Moving Pictures. So I tell you what, I want to play a song off Moving Pictures. And I haven't played that. I know I've done The Camera Eye, but I haven't played Witch Hunt. So let's do that. Witch Hunt live, fuck me, so cool, man. And when they did the whole, they didn't do all of Moving Pictures, but they played all my favorite songs. They played the songs I wanted to hear, the deeper cuts. What an amazing record that is, you know what I mean? So back to the show. There's two sets. You come out and do a set, do a couple tributes to Neil, which is awesome. Anika Niles, holy shit, that girl can play drums. Yeah, really good, man. I was like, you know, all eyes are on her. It's like, you Neil was the best drummer there ever lived. You know, I mean, I say that, but I mean, there's great drummers. But hey, in rock and roll, Neil is way up there. And so the spotlight's on her. And I don't think Getty or Alice is going to say, hey, we're just going to get this girl and give her a shot. We want a no name. She's got to have chops. You know, I always thought it would be like Mike Portnoy. That would, I bet, would be his dream to play with Rush and go on tour with him. But no, I like that they found somebody new and someone that's very talented. Oh, man, she beat the shit out of the drums. And so that goes into one of my first critiques of the show, because in the first set, when they played Xanadu, I mean, the sound was perfect. But as the set went on, the drums came up too high in the mix, drowning out Alex. And I think the bass was a little bit higher too. Luckily, by the second set, they were able to get that rectified, and the sound was perfect for the second half of the show. The only other thing that was kind of rough was Getty. When he sang in lower register, and I talked about this on the show before, spot fucking on. Sounded amazing. But when he went for the high notes, holy cow, it was like cast fucking. Yeah, like that. It was excruciating at times. Because his voice is kind of all over the place. And I get it. The guy's like 72, 73 years old. But he's still killing it. And killed it on the bass. Holy shit. But, you know, I almost wonder if they look at maybe downtuning some of those songs where he was singing higher. I don't know. I don't know if Rush could pull off bringing in the, like, backing vocal guy. I don't think that would fly. Like, for me, it didn't really fly with Triumph. It kind of helped until those guys got too much in the forefront. That's when I got irritated. I'm like, I didn't pay to see these guys. I paid to see Triumph. Luckily for Rush, that did not happen, which I loved. They had a guy back playing, helping with the keyboards and stuff like that. Geddy was still playing his. I guess he probably sang a little bit of the backing vocals, but never became a big part of the show. He's just off in the distance there, where he should be. We all went to see Geddy and Alex, and now this Nika Niles, because three just very talented musicians. So if you haven't gone to the show, or haven't gone to one, or it hadn't come to your town, and you're a big Rush fan, I highly recommend going. Always say, you know, this is probably, that was going to be the last time I ever saw Rush, but if they just kicked my ass, then I would think about it. And they did. They did. And I have tickets to see them in San Antonio, but I've told you, I'm going to have to go on a trip, so I've got to sell it. But I can sell it now, like, hey, it was badass. I highly recommend you going. So I hope I can unload my tickets. I got to get it done quick. It's coming up here in a month and a half. But anyway, leaving the Rush subject, I tell you what, let's play some new tunes. Let's do this. What'd you think about that? I dig that. Something new. The band's called The Warning, and that song called Ritual. And I didn't know anything about it. Just, you know, these girls over there with guitars and looking rock and roll and all that good stuff. So I said, who the fuck are these women? And why are they rocking my head right now? Mexican rock band from Monterrey, Mexico. 2013, these girls have been around. So they've been rocking out for about 13 years. And I discovered them, and I'm like, hey, that's not bad. They've got this kind of a cool hard rock, heavy metal thing, but a good groove. I like the groove in their music. So I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and play them and spread the word. If you've heard of them and you dig them, just let me know what you think of them, too. I just like, holy cow, I like that. But all that said, I am thirsty. Mr. G, can you help me out?
Yeah!
coughing or sneezing at the end.
It's kind of a mixture of both, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've done that before. It happens. You can be coughing and the sneeze comes out, but you don't know if to say bless you or someone's coughing. You know what I'm saying?
You read my mind.
Wow, what are you in such a good mood for?
Don't worry about it. Fuck off.
Wow, yeah, this guy. Are you backed up? Is that what your problem is? Hope you got your loadout, pal.
You don't want to see the control board right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do know what you're saying. All right, tonight I got a great beer. This one comes all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This one's called Airway by a great brewery called Hitchhiker. I have not been able to go to that brewery in many years because I don't travel there anymore for work. So one of my perks at work is when I hit a town, I'll do my thing, make my little call there, and then I go for the nearest brewery. So that's how I found Hitchhiker. They were established in 2014, so they've been around 12 years now. And again, this one's called Airwave, All Citra Hazy IPA. Trying to find the ABV. We're looking at 7%. And I did the shittiest pour I've done in a very long time. So it may take a second to get this head down.
That's what she said.
Oh, here we go with those jokes. Well, that's true. She said, that head's nice and high, pal. All right. Okay, so appearance. As I said, there's a shit ton of fucking head. I'm not sure if it's the way I poured or what, but dude, it is sticking at the top there, man. It's like a cold foam in a coffee or something like that. The beer itself is kind of a golden hue, almost like a mix between pineapple and orange juice, maybe a mixture there. The aroma, oh man, it smells very citrusy, smells very rich and creamy. And that's why I remember about this brewery and why I like to go to Pittsburgh. There are a couple good breweries out there. Hitchhiker, Grist House, and Dancing Gnome. Top three that I remember. Cinderlancer. Oh, Low Left. That's another one out there, too, for you beer drinkers out there. So anyway, appearance. You know where it's going. It's going for. So with the way I'm smelling, we probably know that it's going to be horns in the future. So let's clean myself. Oh, that's nice. Little bitter on the finish. Let me do one more drink to myself. Here's to me. Yes. Oh, rich, creamy, bitter, citrusy. John, you know what to do.
Done and done.
All right, our next subject. I'm going to play a song first, and then we're going to dive into it. There's a lot of metal news going on, people. A lot of metal news. And there's a couple things I'm just super excited about. So this one is the one I'm probably most excited for at the moment, but the other one's pretty awesome too. Tony Iommi is putting out his first solo record in, I think, over 20 years. And he's got a guy singing for him that I've loved. I've interviewed on the show before, and he's one of my favorite vocalists out there. Jorn Landa has joined Tony for his solo record here. So anyway, let's check out their first single. This one's called World Alone. Let's do it. Tony Iommi with Yor Lada, and that one's called World Alone, off Tony's record that's going to be out, I believe, in October. So we got a long time to wait, unfortunately. It's going to be a bit, but you know how the music industry is these days. You usually like throw a bunch of singles out and stuff like that prior to the release. So what if we were in July, almost August? So yeah, we got a couple more months to wait. But hey, I'm looking forward to it. I love Bjorn. And he did that tribute of when Ronnie passed. I think it was still heaven and hell at that point. And I saw some footage where Bjorn came up and sang, I believe, Die Young. And there was another song that he did. So, and Bjorn's got this whole Dio. He's into Dio. He did a tribute to Dio. And I think Tony, from what I read, he was like, God, this guy's got what Ronnie had. So, you know, a little bit different vocally and with range and stuff like that. But he really liked what Bjorn brought to the table. I guess probably checked out some of his music and said, hey, this would be a good match. Looking forward to that. That song's okay. It's kind of an up-tempo thing. Gets a little bit... I like the chorus better than like the verses. Just kind of like, man. Kind of a little boring. What I really want is that slow, brooding, melodic Tony Iommi killer riffs. Kind of doomy, scary. Oh, and Bjorn singing? Forget about it. It's going to be badass, man. I can't wait to hear it. So anyway, there's another shakeup in the metal world. And no one saw this one coming. But I'm super excited about it, I got to tell you. Andy LaRocque has left King Diamond's band. And King Diamond's like, hey, I want to record. I want to do something. I got to get a new guitar player. So he's worked with Andy, I think, from the very beginning. And Andy just started a project called Lex Legion with the original King Diamond band, a lot of the guys from the original band, and the singer of Pagan's Mind. So I tell you what, let's check out some Lex Legion, talk a little bit more about them, and then I'll tell you who King picked as his new guitar player. Let's do this. What do you think of Lex Legion? I gotta say, I dig that. That's a good song. The first song I heard from them was another single. It was just really, I don't know, the vocalist Nils Kerou, from Pagan's Mind was going total King Diamond. And yeah, it was good, but just this other song. The one we just heard, Sleep Eternally, is a much better song, in my opinion. I need to check out the rest of the record. This is a cool project, though. So think about it. You've got the vocalist I've already mentioned, Nils from Pagan's Mind, Andy LaRocque, that's been with King forever. Pete Black played with King back in the, I think, late 80s, early 90s. First album to have him on it was Them. Hal Petito, I don't know him, and then Mickey D, who's currently also in Scorpions. I think it's really cool that Andy LaRocque put this thing together and basically recreated something. I wouldn't say recreate, it's a fresh sound, but it's like that classic King Diamond, Abigail, Them era of the band. And I love that. I love that stuff. I wasn't a big fan of Fatal Portrait, the first King Diamond solo record after he left Merciful Fate. Good record, but man, when he put out Abigail, forget about it. What a great record that was, and I love them. I always wish they would have made them into a movie. I know King Diamond had talked about it. I'm not sure if he ever wrote a screenplay or something like that. I think something was in the works back in the late 80s, but it never happened. So, any producers, directors, writers out there looking for a story idea, you should talk to King Diamond. Maybe do you could do two movies. You could do Abigail and then you could do them. How about that? Gave me an idea. I'll take credit for it too. So anyway, going back to King Diamond. So Andy the Rock leaves. Does the Slex Legion thing. And when Eddie gets this together, he's been talking to Pete Black that played on the Nelm record. And I'm like, wow. I like Pete Black. Pete Black did some really cool stuff when he was in the band. I saw him on that tour. Oh, what an amazing tour it was. And the Mickey D, just phenomenal fucking drummer. I'm not real familiar with Hal Patino. I'm not sure if he's played in the King Diamond band at one time or another. But that's your lineup. Everyone but King. So I don't really know why this wouldn't have been maybe kind of a King Diamond project, and they got Nils to come sing. But Nils is an awesome, awesome vocalist. If you're not familiar with any Pagan's Mind, I'll tell you what, we'll play some Pagan's Mind real quick. And then I want to play something off this Them record. All right, how about some Pagan's Mind? Let's do it. Pagan's Mind, Enigmatic Mission. Fucking A. I forget how badass Pagan's Mind is, because I haven't listened to him in a while. And I think it's great that Nils got brought into the Slex Legion, and hopefully it opens up people's ears to a great band called Pagan's Mind, a progressive power metal band. And the guitarist, another phenomenal guitar player, Jorn Viggo Lofstad, used to be with Jorn Landa. Hey, we got tie-ins everywhere, people. But Jorn Viggo, he's been on the show. It's been a couple years since he's been on. Like to get him back. But what a phenomenal guitar player. So now we're going to go back to King Diamond, which this is all threaded. We're like knitting a sweater tonight, people. With all these different guys in all these different bands, but they all kind of come together in one way or another. So back to the Them record. I gotta say, it's a hard call between this and Abigail for me, as far as King Diamond records. I got the pleasure of listening to when KNAC was around. I think they still are in some sort of like internet thing or something like that, but I haven't listened in years. But King Diamond came on to talk about the record right before it was released. And it came out July 18th, 1988 on Roadrunner Records. And he was telling the whole story behind them and how he wanted to make the movie. And I'm like, holy shit. And then the stage production when I saw him live was amazing too. So again, you come back to Lex Legion, King Diamond, and this Lex Legion being primarily the band that was backing up King Diamond on them. And again, what a great record. So I tell you what, let's play a song from them, and then we're going to talk about King's choice to take over for Andy LaRocque. So let's do it. This one's called Welcome Home. That brings back some memories. Love me some old King Diamond. I love a lot of this music I'm playing tonight. Been kind of fun rehatching some of these older songs that I haven't heard in a bit. Hope you guys are digging it as well. So anyway, drum roll please. The new guitar player for King Diamond is... Yep, guess who. You probably knew, but what is this? What is it? I'm trying to do breaking news, people. Had I done it the week it happened, maybe some people would be surprised. Maybe some of you are. So, guys, if you're not familiar with Gus G, then you have not been listening to The Ragman Show. Because Gus has been on here, I think, 4 or 5 times now. And great guy, great guitar player. And if you're not aware, he's in a band called Firewind. He's got a solo project. And he played with Ozzy for a bit. The guy's just an amazing guitar player. Really, really talented guy. And just a good person. The times I've interacted with him, the guy's just very, very cool. So if you're not familiar with him, then I'm going to play you a song. This one's called What If. It's on off his last record, Steel Burner. And I don't know. I mean, I love the choice. But Gus is a different kind of player compared to that King Diamond realm. I'm sure he'll fit in and do great. But you'll hear his... I picked an instrumental to play. Just to kind of give you a feel for what you can expect as far as guitar playing. I mean, when he got to Ozzy, I know he kind of was trying to spread his wings a bit. And he did, and they came up with some good music. But he told me he was really pressing Ozzy, go back to like the Diary of a Madman sound for his next record. And then unfortunately it didn't work out. Zach came back, and then the Sabbath stuff started happening again, and Gus left. So, or he was asked to leave, so Ozzy could work on all this other stuff. So it's a shame. It would have been very cool to see what Gus could have brought to the table and get Ozzy more in that kind of hard rock melodic vibe. I always wanted that again. You know, when he got the stuff with Zach, it was great, but it turned into Black Label Society with Ozzy singing. And there's some good songs they did, but after, I guess, No Rest for the Wicked, that was the last kind of like flashy guitar record Ozzy had. Then it became more darker songs and stuff like that on the next few records. I mean, No More Tears still had a little bit of that vibe, but not as much. So, what could have been? And what will happen with Gus joining with King Diamond? Should be interesting. The cool thing is, as I read, that Gus can still do his obligations with Firewind, his solo stuff, but will now be officially in King Diamond's band. So I tell you what, how about a little bit of Gus G's instrumental? This one's called What If? Let's do it. Into the King Diamond equation. Again, the guy's a versatile guitar player. I think he could fit in about anywhere, but style-wise, it's a bit different. But I mean, he's played with bands like Dream Evil. I want to say he was in Arch Enemy for a while. So the guy could probably be a chameleon, but I wonder if he brings in more melody. If he does, I would love that. King Diamond with the melody stuff. I mean, there's always melody with King Diamond, but it's usually heavy, a little bit more thrashy or stuff like that. But should be interesting. So, food for thought. And then I'm going to leave this topic. But I thought it'd be interesting to play the last King Diamond song put out. So, the last full-length record he did was in 2007, people. 19 years ago. He was going to come out with a record, I think back in 2024, called St. Lucifer's Hospital, 1920. But then he had all these medical issues and stuff like that, and then there was a Merciful Fate reunion. So that kind of got in the way. But I think the medical stuff is where a lot of it, he kind of fell off the map a bit. So he's back, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what Gus brings and what this new record's going to be. Is it all written? Or do they start from scratch? Because I saw a blurb a little bit ago. It's like this song I'm about to play called The Spider Lily was released in 2024, and it was going to be on that record. So they've been talking about this record for 2 years. So do they bring Gus in and say, hey, let's make new music? Or, hey, this is all written. We just want you to play solos. We'll see. We'll see. So I tell you what. Here is the last King Diamond single before we get new King Diamond music. Again, this one's called The Spider Lily. Let's do it.
Oh,
tell you what, I wasn't super impressed with the last King Diamond song, so I'm really hoping that Gus can go in and give him a shot in the arm, so to speak. That one was not great. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's King Diamond. Just, I don't know, it seemed kind of, I don't know if it was a production or, I don't know, it just wasn't for me. Wasn't for me. Before I let you go, we're going to do something fun. Something we hadn't done in a bit.
Shazam!
There it is. Hey, Gomer, how you doing? We're going to do Shazam. And I look back on this Shazam I'm about to play. And I had a couple interesting ones on this one day. Actually, the last time I Shazammed, I was traveling overseas. I was in Liverpool. I was drinking some beers, and I'm not sure where I Shazam these songs. But I was like, oh, okay. Why don't we see what we got here? So I cheated a little bit, and I was just kind of curious to see what I think might fit better tonight. So I heard a song that I haven't heard since I Shazammed it. And it's a newer band I'd never heard of. The other band I'd heard of, so I wanted to play a band that I have not heard of. This band's called Maragda. And the Shazam is Evil Seed. Let's do it.
Shazam!
Called Evil Seed. So I gotta say I like it. Is it something I'm gonna throw on the Spotify? Probably not. And just, it's so weird. I just never know where I'm at when I do these things. I know what country I was in. I want to say it was in a brewery. I think it was Asphex in Liverpool. And I was just chilling, having a beer. And I think, I'm pretty sure that's when it struck me. Because I remember they were kind of playing some older, grungier stuff. And then this popped on. And this isn't really older. This came out in 2023. Like a little EP. But I did a little research on the band. They're from Barcelona, Spain. Only been around since 2020. So 6 years old. And kind of a psychedelic space stoner rock thing. And I gotta say, it's pretty cool. I don't know, it may grow on me where I want to listen to it more. But, hey, we got a winner. We got a winner. It wasn't like some of that other shit I played. And I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? This one, I'm like, all right, I was onto something. Something was good there. And it's in line with the other band that I Shazammed that day. And I did them, I think, back to back. And I want to say it was at Asphex in Liverpool. So anyway, that's it. There it is. I'm done. You got a lot of news. I've got a lot of news, personal news, that I'll share next week. And thank God John had to leave the studio early tonight. So he had an audition for something. Which means we don't have to play his segment. So we will get to his segment soon. But the following week, I'm going to try to put out a new show. Got a little sabbatical with the girl. We're going to the East Coast. Going to Boston. Going to eat some chowder and some lobster. Going to check out the Red Sox at Fenway. And then head up the East Coast through New Hampshire and Maine. So I'll have stories about that, I'm sure. But guys, I want to thank you for listening every week. I want to thank you for your comments when you send them. And before I let you go, I want to give you one big hug.